You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's more wrangling to report between Governor Snyder and State Attorney General Bill Schuette. This time, it's over a circuit judge's order barring state health workers from having any contact with the Genesee County Health Department and McLaren Hospital in Flint over new cases of Legionnaire's disease. Chad Livengood of the Detroit News had this story late last night, and he is with us now. Chad, just what's in this order from this Genesee County judge, which was sealed from the public?
Well, this judge in Genesee County, Judge Jeffrey Neithercutt, issued an order on August 17th, essentially prohibiting McLaren Hospital staff in Flint and the Genesee County Health Department staff from interacting with the state health department over ongoing issues related to Legionnaire's disease and also lead in the water and any kind of other areas related to the Flint water crisis. And this kind of seemed to catch Governor Rick Snyder's administration off guard a little bit. And they put out a press release yesterday announcing this, that there was this confidential order. They couldn't release a copy of it, although I obtained one through a separate source. And essentially it says that McLaren staff is directed to deal with the Genesee County Health Department only for ongoing cases. And there have been six new cases since mid-June of Legionnaire's disease. Now, it's not the big spike that we saw the last two summers in Flint, where there was 91 cases relating to 12 people dying from this really bad form of pneumonia. But at the same time, they are, you know, on red alert in Genesee County at the hospitals, especially McLaren Hospital, would have a lot of problems with this. And then you'll recall, this is the Legionnaire's cases that went undisclosed publicly for 2 years until this past January, right after the state of emergency was declared in Flint.
So the result of this order is that state health workers cannot be talked to or given information about lead issues and cases of Legionnaire's.
Yeah, the governor's administration contends that essentially it handcuffs the State Department of Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. Now, after they put out this press release, Bill Schuette's office kind of responded in kind, saying that it was not accurate to say that they can't do their job. But at the same time, they also said they're going to submit an amended order to this judge to clarify any misperceptions, is the word the Attorney General's spokeswoman used, to try to sort of tamp this down. But Attorney General Bill Schuette's office acknowledged they're the ones behind the order that they started as part of the ongoing investigation of the Flint water crisis to preserve the evidence from the previous cases of Legionnaire's disease. But then they also sort of shot back at the governor's office, saying that there was nothing in the order that prevented the health department from doing its job and essentially denying this charge. It kind of serves as another clash between Governor Snyder and Attorney General Bill Schuette's offices over the ongoing Flint water investigation. You know, you recall earlier this summer, they kind of publicly fought and sparred for a couple of days back in June over records related to the investigation after the special prosecutor in the case, Todd Flood, essentially accused the governor's private attorneys of obstructing his investigation and withholding documents. This is kind of another case here where they're kind of at loggerheads here, and we'll have to see how it kind of works its way out if they can resolve this thing quietly.
Yeah, because it's interesting to read the statement from the Attorney General spokesperson, and here's her quote: "The suggestion that MDHHS cannot do its job is simply untrue." But you got to ask, doesn't withholding information about these public health issues, doesn't it do exactly that?
Yeah, I mean, the order specifically says the Genesee County Health Department needs to talk with the Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention instead of the health department in Lansing. And also says McLaren Hospital has to deal with the county instead of the state health department and the state environmental quality department, both of which are very much still under the microscope of Attorney General Bill Schuette's investigation of the water crisis in Flint.
One has to ask whether this order violates some kind of state public health code or state statute. I mean, one would imagine that it's written in there that Health and Human Services Department legally needs to know about disease outbreaks in Flint or anywhere else. You've got to wonder, why would County Prosecutor David Layton seek and the judge issue an order to contradict public health codes?
There's a multifaceted issue here. I mean, you've got a state health department that remains under investigation. Three of its employees that were dealing with lead test results have been charged criminally, and a couple of those employees had some overlaying involvement in the Legionnaire's outbreak and the handling of that data and information and the non-disclosure of that information while the crisis kind of continued to rage on last summer. So the Attorney General's office, you know, kind of is trying to preserve the record of information. At the same time, there's new cases. And so the health department is coming back and the governor's office is coming back and saying, we got to do a job here. Governor Rick Snyder has instructed the health department to get its attorneys from the Attorney General's office to challenge Attorney General Bill Schuette's order in court. And this kind of adds to the complexity of the firewall that has to kind of go on within the AG's office to essentially keep the investigation separate from the normal day-to-day representation of state agencies that are now being heavily investigated by the Attorney General's special team here. So it's adding to a lot of the complexity, and it's also adding to a lot of the tensions in Lansing that are simmering right now as the Attorney General's investigation is kind of rolling on into its seventh month.
So it kind of feels somewhat like the dog chasing its tail in the sense that the agency that legally is going to represent the Department of Health and Human Services is the AG's office, which is the very office that requested and got that sealed court order.
Yep, it's a little messy here in Lansing right now.
Chad Livengood of the Detroit News. Always great talking with you, Chad. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
Governor Snyder reacted quickly upon learning of this sealed court order. Here with us now is the governor's spokesperson, Ari Adler. And Ari, how and when did the governor learn about this sealed order from Genesee County Judge Nethercutt?
Well, the governor was briefed by the Department of Health and Human Services director and his staff regarding this order because of potential new cases of Legionella being found in Genesee County. And that is how we found out we could get some information, but not all of the information was available. And we were told it was because of this court order that had been filed.
So what was his view of the order and its effect?
Well, the effect is quite startling when you talk to the folks over at the Department of Health and Human Services who feel like their hands really are tied and they can't do what they need to do in terms of working with the county health department and the local hospital to get the information they need to make sure that remediation is taking place, for example, in the hospital setting to make sure that the room and everything is cleaned up properly or to get the details of these cases. And you know, it's their responsibility. It's the county's responsibility to alert people if there is some sort of a rise or an uptick in these kinds of cases. But the state has the responsibility to oversee that, and if the locals aren't doing it, then they have to take that on, and they also have to work with remediation for this. And if they can't do their job, that's very unsettling.
The spokesperson for Attorney General Schuette issued a statement saying, in essence, this order does not suggest that the Health and Human Services Department cannot do its job. What's your reaction to that?
Well, she also told the media that they were going to be filing a different order to make sure that wasn't a problem. So there's no issue with the first order. It's a question as to why they need a second order. But the point right now is that based on legal opinion, we're told the department employees believe that they cannot do what they need to do to work with the local government and the local hospital to protect the public health. And the governor said that was unacceptable, and he asked the department director, Nick Lyon, to work with the Attorney General's office and to get that order overturned.
She also made another comment in her statement, the spokesperson for Attorney General Schuette, that investigators, and I'm going to quote her here, want to protect the health data related to lead poisoning and Legionella deaths in Flint. Protection from what, Ari? How do you read that statement?
Well, I'm not sure, and I can't really speak for their office or for the spokesperson who made that comment. You know, obviously there is an investigation underway about what happened in Flint and how the state departments were involved, but that is from things that happened last year and before that. What the Department of Health and Human Services is working on right now is the current cases of Legionella. There are, we believe, six now in Genesee County. None of them appear to be related to Flint water. It's just, you know, we have Legionella in different counties across the state because it's a naturally occurring thing that happens every year in each state. But we now have six in Genesee County. But trying to find out exactly what the background is on these cases, how someone might have contracted it, how it's being dealt with, that's the information that they can't get today about current cases that they're trying to work on. And that's what we need them to be able to work on.
What's coming next? What should we watch for and when?
Well, we have asked the department to work with the Attorney General's office, who is, you know, the Attorney General serves as the state's attorney, so they always work with the departments. We've asked them to file whatever they need to file. I believe they're going to be going to the Court of Appeals over this, and they will be trying to get this order overturned or changed at least in some way that the folks at Department of Health and Human Services can do their job and protect the public. I believe that, you know, they're working on that right now, so it's really a matter of going through the legal process of doing that. I don't have a time frame for you. We believe it can be done relatively quickly in terms of getting a filing done, but then it has to be reviewed, and we'll be waiting on the courts to make a decision on that. And that is why the governor said that, you know, he believes this can all be worked out in the courts. There's a process for all of this. But at the moment, we have a potential public health risk, and that's why we put the news out yesterday, because we wanted people to be aware, not something to be panicked over, but just that there is a number of cases going on in Genesee County, and people should be aware of it.
Ari Adler is the spokesperson for Governor Rick Snyder. Stateside reached out to Attorney General Schuette's office for comment, but they did not respond to our request. Ari, thank you for being with us on Stateside.
Thanks, Cynthia.